Now, my first guest this morning joins me to talk about an event, the 1913 lockout event, and that's taking place. It's a symposium, but I'll hand over to him. It's the Reverend Earl Story. Is that what I call you, the Reverend Earl Story?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Now, before we go, are you by any chance related to Patricia Story?
I'm her husband.
All right. Well, congratulations to the family on her recent appointment. I know she was on with one of my colleagues in here, but it must be a great time for the family.
Okay, we're absolutely delighted, Brenda. Yeah. Absolutely delighted to be. Yeah, I'm delighted for Pat, but also delighted for the move. You know, down to meet in Kildare Diocese.
Yeah, and will you'll be moving as well? I assume. I hope.
Yes, I'm planning to move. Right. I actually, although I'm a Church of Ireland minister I'm licensed Church of Ireland minister, but I actually run my own PR business now. So I'm going to be moving lock, stock and barrel down to meet in Kildare.
And has the date of her installation been set?
Yes, it's the 30th of November. Great. In Christchurch Cathedral.
Okay, well, we hopefully will catch up with her either before or just after that, or maybe when she's had a chance, or you've all had a chance to settle in. But we're going to talk about other things this morning because you're involved in an event that's taking place we've heard a lot this year about the 1913 lockout, and you've a very imaginative title for an event that's taking place later on next month in November. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the event is entitled You Can't Eat a Flag. Now, we can't lay claim to having originated that phrase. It was actually a phrase that was used by the SDLP politician in Derry, John Hume, who famously coined the phrase. But it's an event that's taking place on Saturday, the 16th of November, from 10:30 to 3:30. And it's basically to reflect and look back at the events of the 1913 Dublin lockout, just to try and get some sense of what was happening historically, who was involved, and I suppose trying to maybe learn some lessons from it as well.
Hmm.
It's an initiative taken by the Church of Ireland Historical Commemorations Working Group, which is set up by the Church of Ireland basically to look at events, at various events that are happening through this whole decade of commemorations.
Mm. And that's on, it's a free event, I believe, as well.
It is absolutely free. I mean, all that we ask is that people maybe register in advance just so that this helps us with catering.
Yeah.
It's actually taking place in Liberty Hall in Eden's Quay in Dublin.
Yeah. And how can people register? Is there an email address that you'd like them to contact?
Yes, it's actually my own email address. It's press@topstory, that's TOPSTOREY, press@topstory.org.
Yeah, and the event is running from 10:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, so I presume you have filled it with a number of speakers.
Yeah, we've actually got some excellent contributors. It's actually going to be facilitated and chaired by Kieran Mulvey, who's the Chief Executive of the Labour Relations Council. But we've also got some very sort of noted historians, Dr. Fergal McGarry, for instance, who's from the School of History and Social Anthropology in Queens. And we've also got Dr. Valerie Jones, who's going to look at some of the Church of Ireland characters and personalities that were involved, and also got some other very significant historical speakers.
Yeah, it looks like a very interesting lineup. I was having a look at it on the press release that you sent out, and it seems like a nice way to spend a whole Saturday in November. And what sort of numbers are you hoping for, or does that matter really?
It's hard to anticipate, Brenda. We did an event last year looking at the Ulster Covenant. Now, that was done up in Moira in County Down, and I think we had something like 80 or 90 people at that. The Dublin lockout is sometimes an event which can not get mentioned as we think about this whole decade of commemoration, historical commemorations. you know, our mind tends to go to stuff like the Battle of the Somme or the 1916 Easter Rising or the Civil War. But we felt it was important to actually look at this particular issue and just recognizing that, you know, history is made by people and people that during those days were actually living in very difficult circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great event and we will put up some links on our Facebook page. We're going to let you go. I know the line isn't brilliant this morning, but we were delighted to be able to get to you after a couple of tries. And listen, best of luck with the preparations for this event and for your the event coming up for your own family, the installation in Christchurch at the end of November. And hopefully, I'm sure we'll be in touch once you're a resident in County Kildare and the surrounding areas.
Excellent. Well, look, we really appreciate your support. Thank you.
No problem. And we will chat soon. Thanks very much for joining us this morning on Religion Matters. Thank you.